Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, June 25th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Axios reports that, according to a Google executive, the search giant is creating a licensing program to pay publishers for high-quality content ahead of the launch of a news product launching later in 2020. The program would pay publishers to distribute video, audio, images, and text works, as well as paying publishers for free access to paywalled articles. Google has already reached agreements with local and national publications in Germany, Australia, and Brazil. The news product for this content will reportedly offer an enhanced storytelling experience that will exist in Google News. Google introduced settings to let users auto-delete information back in May 2019. Now Google is making auto-delete a default setting for new users. New users will have a delete setting to delete data after 18 months for web and app activity, as well as location data if they enable it in settings. New users will have YouTube histories deleted by default after 36 months. Google will not change settings for existing users, but will actively remind them through emails and notifications. The U.S. state of Indiana Supreme Court ruled that the Fifth Amendment's provisions against self-incrimination protect a woman accused of stalking from having to unlock her iPhone. This is not the last word on this, as courts across the U.S. have ruled differently. The U.S. Supreme Court precedents predate smartphones. The Indiana court ruled that police must be able to prove they know what documents are on the phone, otherwise compelling it to be unlocked is a phishing expedition, which would give them information they didn't have, which is essentially forcing self-incrimination. Mozilla announced that Comcast is the first ISP to join its Firefox's Trusted Recursive Resolver program, which will use Comcast's version of DNS over HTTPS by default in Firefox on Comcast network. Aside from encrypted DNS, the program requires ISPs to pledge not to block or filter domains by default, unless specifically required to by law enforcement, and not to retain, sell, or transfer information from DNS queries to third parties. It's unclear when Comcast will enable encrypted DNS, but the switch should be automatic unless users have opted out of DOH in the browser already or selected a different DNS provider previously. Users will still be able to switch to Cloudflare or NextDNS after the switch. California Attorney General Javier Becerra and the city attorneys of San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego previously filed a lawsuit against Uber and Lyft in May, claiming that drivers on their service should be classified as employees under California's AB 5, which went into effect January 1st. On Wednesday, Becerra filed a motion seeking a preliminary injunction against the two companies to have them treat drivers as employees before that case is heard. A hearing on this motion is now scheduled for August 6th. A November ballot measure supported by Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Instacart, and Postmates seeks to exempt on-demand drivers and couriers from AB 5 while providing some earnings guarantees and benefits. TikTok launched TikTok for Business, a site which includes access to TikTok's ad formats. These include top view ads, which appear when opening an app, as well as branded takeovers, in-feed videos, hashtag challenges, and branded effects. TikTok said it's testing a creator marketplace as well in select regions, which allows brands to connect with creators on paid brand campaigns. Amazon Web Services launched a new no-code app-building service in beta called Honeycode. The service includes a visual interface that people can use to build applications for a variety of purposes, with several templates available at launch to get started, like scheduling tasks and tracking customers. The app is free for up to 20 users and 2,500 rows of data in a spreadsheet. In January, Google Cloud acquired AppSheet, a similar no-code app platform. Sony launched a bug bounty program for the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Network in partnership with HackerOne. Critical bugs on the PS4 can pay out to $50,000, while critical PSN bugs start at $3,000. Sony is not currently paying for bugs found on older PlayStation models and mobile gaming platforms, or software published by third-party companies. Slack announced Slack Connect on Wednesday, so up to 20 paying organizations can communicate in a single Slack channel. The company says Connect will come to unpaid tiers in some form in the future. Slack says it's been working on Connect for the last 4 years. Enterprise security key management using Connect will be available later this summer. And finally, Tencent announced it plans to acquire the Malaysian streaming company iFlix. iFlix currently operates in 13 countries in Southeast Asia, and Tencent plans to keep operating under that brand for at least the next 6 to 12 months. As of April 2020, iFlix had 25 million active users on its service. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.